Welcome back from the break, guys. Thank you for hanging out through that brief commercial break for all the great shows on Pants Pending. Go listen to them all. We've got some really, really fantastic talent out there on the network. Why haven't I seen this? Never Any Random Discussion. All that great stuff. So follow us on Facebook, like, and listen to all the shows. But right now, you're back here at the Social Hour, and we have comedian Sam Vidovich in the house.
What's up?
Sam, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty okay.
Pretty okay.
Yeah.
Pretty okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
The holidays got you down? What's
No, I woke up like an hour ago. I work nights, so
just
woke up.
Yeah.
And
what do you do?
I'm a streetwalker.
Yeah. I fight justice on the streets.
Yeah, yes. Justice is another hooker.
Yeah.
Justice is one of the other male
hookers.
Normally
you'd say I fight injustice, but no, I'm actually a villain. I fight justice.
You fight justice.
No,
it's a bad boy.
Justice is a good, like, that's a hooker name that could go male or female.
Justice. Yeah.
You're like, it could go either way.
Yeah, that's like someone, like, if your name was Justin and you weren't that creative, you'd be like, Justice.
I'm just this.
Yeah.
I heard you.
So what do you do?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I work at a hotel, just the front desk at a hotel overnight. So.
So there you go.
Super.
Like
fun.
A good one.
Like a good one.
I heard you had something happened to your car. I saw though.
Yeah. Last night. I'm moving this Wednesday, so I went to my parents' house in North Idaho to drop some stuff off, and on the drive home, I got rear-ended, and they drove off, so hit and run.
Damn, where was it on the, like, just...
It was on 95 in Prairie, so it's kind of like the heart of Hayden.
Sure. It's probably some black guy who's scared to pull over.
Yeah. Well, the car, we can swear on here, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, say whatever you want.
The car was a fucking piece of shit, and the driver was a cunt, but... No, the car was just, it was a really shitty car, so I just, when I saw him drive off, I kind of assumed they just didn't have insurance.
Sure.
And, like, yeah. I started following them and calling the cops at the same time.
Did you get a plate number or anything?
I didn't. They're already, like, two car lengths ahead of me.
You should have chased down. Did a pit maneuver, sideswiped them.
They're weaving in and out.
Wow.
They were really trying to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me at the Pines exit, and there's so many, like, because there's, like, four different lanes at the Pines exit when you're turning right, and so I went to go turn right, and they just kept going.
Just kept.
I'm like,
just,
motherfucks.
Yeah. So is your car a non-drivable, or?
No, it's fine. There's just a dent in the back bumper, and my dad came and looked at it, and he thinks we can just, pop it out
pop
ourselves.
It out.
Yeah.
All right. What,
can you look at
me? Where are you moving to? Just new place?
Yeah, I'm in Liberty Lake right now, which, really sucks. So, I'm moving deeper into Spokane.
Okay.
Off of Freya.
Coming into the big city.
Yeah.
Big city, Spokane.
Big city.
So, Sam, if you're looking for something to do over the next couple weeks, come check out Sam. Sam will be at the Spokane Comedy Club. That's 315 West Sprague Avenue. He will be doing the drunk show this Thursday. If you're listening to this as it comes out, on the day it comes out, that'll be tomorrow, Thursday, December 1st. And also doing the dating game show at the Spokane Comedy Club Thursday, December 15th. I know the dating game show still, that's a little, no one's sure the details. Just dating and comedy.
Yeah, dating and comedy.
Because girls love a guy with a sense of humor. That's one
thing
I've learned.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
What do they really love, Monica?
You don't want to know.
Seven inches or seven figures. That's what Monica says. So, I've heard you tell some stories like this, but do you ever get girls from your comedy?
From my comedy?
Being funny, just in general.
Oh, yeah, totally. From being funny, not from my comedy, because. Like, my comedy, I just tell, like, really intimate, raunchy stories about my relationships.
Sure.
So, you see my comedy, and it's just like, oh, I don't want to go near him.
Yeah,
he's just going to talk about me. that's why I go for the ones that don't know about that stuff.
Yeah, there you go. So the ones that are unknown. I did a set. It was in Missoula a couple weeks ago, and I did a set. And after I got off stage, the lady who was hosting, because I didn't know any of the comedians there, and they know who I was, and I get off stage, and she's like, God, he looked so nice when he came up on stage. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You get off the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you use your, we'll get back to this. How do you use your comedy to get girls just out in general in life?
How
does that work for you?
I don't know. Cause like my main move is just like digging myself deep into the friend zone and then clawing my way out.
Just aggressively.
Yeah. That's like my main move. I'm 24. Yeah. yeah, I'm trying to think of like, I don't know. Like, I'm not like the type of guy that just like wants to walk up and approach a girl.
Sure.
I need to know them first because like, I guess I have high standards or something. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
There's not a lot of confidence in that.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah. Or just like, I don't want to put the effort forward to like,
sure,
get to know someone within like 5 minutes.
I have 5 minutes to be inside your face.
Yeah.
So let's get this going. What's your favorite color? Where were you born?
Yeah, best exactly. Place, yeah. And it's all just boring information too.
Right, like you don't
yeah.
care.
No,
yeah. You don't care.
I really don't.
Yeah. You know, you can't there's an old saying that you can't stick your fist in a woman's personality. So, you know.
Is that an old
that does sound
or is
like
that
an
a
old
deism?
My grandpa used to say that. Said, son, you can't stick your fist in a woman's personality.
That sounds like he's justifying physical abuse.
Well, yeah, well, you know.
I think some women like that.
That's what happens.
Know.
Well, you know.
I think that's what Deez goes for.
Don't correct my grandpa in public.
Exactly. So. He might not have the brains to cut you down, but he has the fist.
That's right. It's a fisticuffs. But, I was talking with a friend of mine recently, a girl who is close to my age and dating. And we are not dating, but we were talking about dating, and she was talking about how weird it is to date now because it's so like, I don't think humans were meant to consume and have as much access to information in the whole world like mm-hmm. we have access to now.
Right.
Cause like in your head, you're like, oh, I could fuck a girl in Indonesia. I can get, you know, I could do that. That's fine. Like I could get there. I could, you know, there's Southwest goes that far, right? I'll save my Alaska air miles and get to Indonesia and bang this chick who's probably not actually a girl. You know, once I get there and, you know, so it used to be just like, oh, look, I met the love of my life. She happened to live three blocks down from me and be in my grade and went to my high school.
Right.
It's like, yeah, no shit she did. You're limited by your surroundings.
Yeah, no, Aziz Ansari, he wrote a book with some sociologists, and it's all about dating in the modern world.
Yeah.
And they're talking about interviewing, you know, all these older couples from, you know, a couple generations ago. And it just sounds like our expectations have changed. Like, back then, like, it wasn't thought of as settling so much as you would think of it now. Or settling wasn't like such a negative term as we see it now.
Sure.
Because mm-hmm. now it's like you got to have my soulmate, my perfect soulmate.
Which is such bullshit. Because like, I don't know. I think that's such bullshit. There's no... Cause,
well, yeah, no. There's
what
no...
What is the odds your soulmate, again, lives in Spokane? You know,
right.
Like,
yeah.
What if my soulmate fucking, you know, lives in Guam? Well, I'm probably never going to make it to Guam. Why'd I get fucked like that?
Well, sure. And it's like people can adapt. And that's why, like, you can find a quote-unquote soulmate anywhere you're living.
Exactly.
Because it's like, you know...
Well, you make sacrifices, or
yeah.
you compromise for certain things, and sometimes
you
don't.
Or
you
just resent them.
Yeah, or you just hate them and bang their best friend when they're at work.
That's what I don't want. Thanks.
Yeah, it's such a weird dynamic now, the way people interact and relate. Like we, and because you can... You're like, well, yeah, I could go out on a date with you, but I can, you know, swipe right for fucking 8 times and get, you know, like, just keep going. There's always something else out there. So you're
sure.
always thinking like, well, you're okay, but what else is out there? It's like this what if, you know, before years ago, you meet someone camping and you're like, I'm going to spend my life with you, you know,
yeah.
or I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. And my whole thing is just like, I have like a real weird view of myself, and like I just feel like I don't want to put someone in the situation of dealing with me, because I barely like dealing with me.
Right.
I feel the exact same way.
Just like, no, you don't understand.
I feel that way about you too,
yeah.
Monica.
You don't understand what you're getting into.
I know, like I am going to push the papers over. Right. Sign this if you want to deal with this.
This is a legally binding contract. Yeah. It's a verbal agreement.
I'm going to need to prick your finger right now with some blood.
it is a weird thing because you're 24, so I mean I'm 34. Monica's 42. And we the
Thanks.
No, I'm kidding. 30,
look good for your
33,
age.
Right? Yeah, 33. Okay. You're a year younger, right? Yeah. So, but I was looking at myself and I'm like, I'm single, not married, no kids. Like, I'm
living the dream.
Up
top.
Living the dream.
Well, it's someone's dream.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily my dream, but people are really jealous of me sometimes. Especially when they are married with kids.
Right, like, you son of a bitch.
Like, you slept for 9 hours last night, you cunt. I'm like, I'm sorry, but that's the usual, yo. Sometimes I go for 10.
Go for that decade. Yeah. It's just such a weird thing though, because like I wouldn't even know how to be in 24 and date. Like I'm just gonna do this. I told someone the other day, I'm like, I'm just saving up for my sex bot that's also gonna double as my nurse when I'm 60. Because that's pretty much all I've got hope for now. Because every girl in my age is like super jaded or has 18 kids that are 4 different colors, and like I'm just like, ah, oh, fuck, you know.
Yeah.
Or they're just like, I can't date young girls because I hate them. They're terrible.
Dude, I hate them. That's the problem. I hate them. No, and the other thing is, like, there's this stupid idea that's perpetuated that girls are more mature than guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, like, here's my theory is you know who started that girls are more mature than guys? Old men that wanted to bang younger girls.
Like, no, you guys are way more mature.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, so every girl, especially around my age, they want to date someone older. So, like, I'm 24, so that means the brunt of the girls that are interested in me are, like, 18 to 21.
Okay.
And then, you know, girls my age are looking for guys, like, in their late 20s, early 30s.
Well, send them my way.
Yeah.
Let's double down. We can do some teamwork
definitely.
Here,
Team
okay?
Tinder.
Yeah. Can we get a, like, a dual person Tinder?
Like, I don't even know
every
what...
other picture, and then the last one's, like, us standing next to each other.
Hey, want a date with us?
I don't even know where to look anymore because I've tried the older and I've tried the younger, and I feel like they're all idiots.
Have you tried the female?
No,
I feel like that's like the last. Yeah.
No, I think I'm good. I like
Monica. You do wear flannel.
I like outies, not innies.
Yeah, I know you are wearing flannel. Yeah.
I do love my flannel, but I also love penises.
They have especially penises.
Yeah, especially penises that look like they're wearing flannel.
Yeah, right. But I also like facial
and drive
hair.
Subarus. Oh.
Penises with short haircuts, short spiky haircuts.
Yeah.
Like, women are women and men are men. Like, I think women are beautiful, but, and I'll make out with a girl if I've had some Mai Tais. But, like, I just, like, but it's not
because
like.
It's very laser specific.
No, like, yeah, like, it needs to be a random cocktail where I'm like, oh, it's one of those nights. Like, I feel like I'm,
it's gotta be Mai Tais.
Spring break. Like, it feels like it's spring break 2003 or something.
When you drink Mai Tais, do you only make out with Asians?
Yes.
Like Asian hot Asian girls?
Yes, I specifically go to 9 and look for short hot Asian girls.
All right. Well, let's that too sometime.
I feel like
I've got two great wingmen here.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, I'm waiting for the sex bot, and I'm like, don't talk to me. it's only going
to
hurt.
What if the sex bot was going to talk to you?
Sex bot? I don't know. Like,
hello, Sam.
hopefully you could, like, you know, download different voices so you can pick good ones.
Like Siri, where you can give her an accent.
Like what it sounded like.
Hello, Sam. Yeah. You ready for a little shrimp on the barbie?
What if you got the wrong one, though? It all sounded like Yoda.
What is Yoda's? Oh, yeah.
Your penis, I want. Like, whoa. Whoa.
That's adorable. I'm kind of into that. I need to watch Star Wars.
Monica's going to go masturbate to Star Wars
tonight.
No,
thank you.
Yeah, hello, Natalie Portman. Yeah. Already did.
That's true. Yeah.
I just watched the Friends episode where everybody's dream girl is when she has the the care oh, Leia? With the Leia with, or whatever. That, yeah. that was the thing back in the day.
Yeah, that
everybody masturbated to Princess Leia.
I saw a thing on the internet talking about that time Jennifer Aniston was dressed up in the slave Leia costume.
Yeah, that was, that's the episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They said that, that was everybody's.
I need to see that.
It was either that or the movie with the girl with the red bikini.
Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. Yeah, those were the two.
Phoebe Cates.
The two spank banks. For back in
Phoebe
the day.
Cates doesn't do it for me.
Really? Oh, dude, I got that movie when I was like 14.
Slow Mo out of the pool.
Totally, I was totally into it.
No, Phoebe Cates. Hold on.
But that was for the time being that like what people were
for
watching.
Sure.
And I mean, we're 10 years older than you, but I think it transcended over.
Yeah, definitely.
But that was everybody's like thing for the heightened like sexual
was
outfits
that
were
times?
You know.
Yeah, Fast Times.
And then the movie, and then...
See, I was actually disappointed in the Jennifer Aniston in the Princess Leia.
Wait,
does
she take her top off in this?
Phoebe Cates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's like the big...
He's like, hold on, she's doing something for me now. Oh, there it is.
Okay. Those are nice boobs.
Yeah.
All right, I get that. All right, I could do that.
It's like slow-mo, too.
The worst part, though, is it's cutting in between shots of her doing that and that dude just jerking off in the bathroom.
Huh.
So it makes it really tough to, like...
You know, the whole thing is, though, like, this just reminds... Phoebe Cates just reminds me of this that super depressing scene from Gremlins. When... Because, you know, she's in Gremlins, right?
I've never seen
Gremlins. You've never seen Gremlins?
No.
I think I saw it. I have a bunch of them.
Oh, my God.
I have Furbies. I have the cute version.
So what's the worst date you've ever been on?
Worst date? I don't know. I went on a date with this one girl, and she was just super boring. Mm-hmm. And it's like we went to... This was when I was, like, 19. And we went to, like, Noodle Express, and then... Goodwill.
The Noodle Express. Nobody can have a good conversation over bad noodles.
No, she was super boring.
So
I don't know. Most girls are boring to me, which I know sounds mean.
No, they're boring. They don't.
They are. Yeah.
Insight. I mean, if only they, could vote and knew how to play sports and things like that.
That's
horrible.
Then we'd be more
Drive
fun.
Drive a car.
I don't know how people do it anymore. We're going to get to a point where people are just going to stop procreating and the human race is just going to die. It's only going
to
be like
ready.
Mormons.
Do you look at married couples though and just go, like, I don't know. I literally was sitting there on Thanksgiving. It's my sister's husband and then his three siblings and they're all married. So there's four couples and then their parents. And I'm looking at all of them, and I'm like, how does this work? Like, it just seems like this crazy thing. And, like, you see, and then you see, like, a mom, and she's – one of them's nursing, and then the dad and how they, like, switch off between. I'm like, man, I just can't even imagine this with, like, another human being because every interaction I have with a guy is, like, horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things where, like, once you get into it, like, you don't think about it like that.
Yeah.
And it just kind of becomes
natural. Before, like, while you're watching, I just think I just look at him very confused to see how that worked out for them. Because I just don't ever experience that.
Totally.
Managed to make it work.
And, like, I'm at the age where my friends are getting married and pregnant, usually not in that order. And so it's, like, weird for me because, like... Like, one of my really good friends just got married, and, you know, he's doing that together with his wife, and they're all excited about it, and I'm just like, I could be on a comedy show where they give me free drinks.
Yeah.
I'm getting so drunk. This is going to be awesome.
I know.
So do you think you'll ever settle down? Find a lady, or...
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't... Like, the idea of, like, true love, everlasting love, just kind of seemed dumb to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I know you can make it work, and... I think couples, like, they fall in and out of love, and hopefully you just end on being in love, and then it feels like you're in love the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're, most of that time we're in love, right?
Yeah.
Only certain moments of hate.
Well, but, especially because of how much change, especially the people that get married when they're younger, between 25 and 30, it's like a roller coaster, especially...
That's not good. I was hoping 18 to 24 was the roller coaster, and I was about to get off.
I think for men it's 18 to 24, but women.
Oh yeah, because all the biological stuff's kicking in.
Yeah, between 25 and 30, they're like figuring out who they are, and I think you guys kind of established that.
We
kind of
mature faster. Is that what you're saying?
No. Because older guys want to fuck us.
Yeah. I think women are trying to make men happy up until 25, and from 25 to 30, they keep trying to make us happy.
Try
and make themselves happy, and then after that, they realize that everybody got married.
That they'll never be happy.
Yeah.
Then they kill their husband.
Ever happy ever.
Yeah. Now everybody's married and divorced now.
Yeah, that's how you have. That's how the show Snapped is a series. Fucking women get to 40, like life sucks. I'm gonna drown my kids in dirty bathwater and fucking put air, fucking Prestone fuel in my.
Save it for
coffee every morning.
Who's going to, or what do we decided on?
I don't know.
Despicable Deeds. Mm. Yes, we decided on a
That's
good.
That's it. I need to get Jeremy in here again first. Yeah.
Well, we're doing. He won't be here for no. before.
What is Despicable?
So Jeremy, you know Jeremy.
Yeah,
person.
I know Jeremy.
He comes in once a month and does a segment called This Month in Spoke Comedy, where we kind of break down all the stuff happening in the local area in comedy,
sure.
all the events. And then we play a game, which we had been struggling to find a name for, but Monica came up with the name Despicable Deeds, where we each bring in a news article about basically from the last month or so of someone who did something extremely terrible. And we all try and we vote on which one is the worst person in the news that week, essentially.
Oh, awesome.
Jeremy's first one was about a dog being thrown into a fire.
No, a smoker.
Smoker. He came in hot, and I was like, mic drop.
Yeah.
You can't, who's going to top that? And it was over this girl coming home in a short shirt or something. Her dad got mad at her
through
the dog, and I was like, "You can't come in with that fire. Did you burn this?"
Are you one of those people that thinks like abusing animals is a million times worse than abusing humans?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well,
no, I'm not. I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's
no,
worse.
I mean, not
I just,
worse.
I just like animals more than like people.
Sure. Yeah, like if it happened to an animal, I'd be like, what did he say? Or it happened to a I know the dog didn't do anything wrong, but like
the way I see it, though, it's just like, dude, they could have had such a worse life just if they're out in the wild.
Yeah, they would have been running free. Happy, killing things, and like, you know.
I don't think that's how it works anymore.
My dog would not live in the wild. She'd be like, she wouldn't know what to do. She's like, where's my stuffed toys and my fucking snossages? So,
I don't necessarily think it's worse. It just sounds worse sometimes.
I don't know. I see stories about people dying, and it doesn't bother me. I think about animals, like, always bug me for some reason.
I guess there is, like, there's more of an innocence to the animals.
Yeah, I think that's it.
They have no control. They have no...
Yeah, and they don't know. Like, when, like, some guy in Florida, his dog, like, he had a pit bull, and the pit bull, like, ate his Bible. And he, like, hung it from a tree and lit it on fire, the dog.
Jesus.
And like, okay, that's probably a disproportionate response.
Yeah,
Jesus, exactly. That's the guy the Bible was about.
Yeah.
And
it was sort of about him.
Yeah,
kind of.
There's some ups and downs.
He got homies.
He got 12 homies. His posse.
He got more homies than 12.
It's just like, that's so fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like, how could you react like that to it? Like, the dog didn't do it, like, wasn't like vindictive towards your Bible, or like, hey,
I'm
an atheist dog. I don't want this Bible in my house.
I would say that's even an overreaction if a human said, hey, I'm an atheist. I don't want this in your house, my house, hanging and lighting on fire.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I don't know. I guess like the internet's like fucking ruined me though.
Oh,
yeah.
It's ruined everything.
Yeah, because like I just I'll go online and test my threshold for the horrendous shit I can see, you know, and because there's video, just, you know, you go on Reddit and it's like watch people die, and you just scroll through and watch all the different videos of people dying.
Don't do that.
It's too late. I've already done it.
See,
he told me to come up with these things, and I couldn't even like read the articles. My article was about people that were selling the EpiPens.
For like a super high price.
And I was like, that's as far as I'm reading, because any sort of, mutilation or I don't watch the news. I watch Friends before I go to bed. I live in a very happy. I listen to Christmas music when I wake up in the morning. It's like
get all your news from Friends.
Yeah, don't. And no, I get it from E News. You know, right. The way everybody
that's,
should.
Yeah,
and this is the cute, happy bubble that I live in.
Yeah, it's innocence. No, watch people die. I don't need that. Like the old school, there used to be a series when I was younger called Faces of Death.
Okay.
Which is like a video series that they sold late night on like on infomercials you could buy. It was like watching people getting eaten by sharks and falling off buildings and stuff. And I'm like, I don't need to see that shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I get it. Like, I get probably figured out. I've got like two modes in life. Does it make me money or does it make me happy? And like, if it doesn't do one of those two things, I'm probably not getting involved in it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where everything falls for me.
Gordon Gekko situation here.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like why I don't want to do something that's fucking depressing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I
don't know why you're self-mutilating these days.
Yeah, no. Like I don't do that watching people die as much as I used to, and it was just like this weird kind of phase I went through where it's just like once you see the classic beheading video from the Middle East, you're like, well, what else is out there?
Right.
And but like the idea of just like
it's like the donkey show in Mexico. Once you've seen that, you're like, I can never do missionary style again. this is never gonna happen again. Just go down that rabbit hole of porn and there, you know.
But like I think there's a value to seeing like consuming things that don't just make you happy or money.
Sure.
Like watching movies that will trigger a certain feeling inside you that's not just like happiness. I think there's a value to that because it helps you create empathy for different situations.
Well, I'm dead inside.
Sure, so am I.
Yeah. So the maybe that's why I like you. we're dead inside.
Connection. Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps me see what empathetic people should look like.
Right. Oh, so that's how I should react. Yeah. Okay. So wait. Hold, put my mouth downwards at an angle on the edges. Okay. What if I squint my eyes? Water? Is it like
what
my,
is he,
am I
what
sad?
What face is that?
Is this,
face is weird.
God, I need to practice more.
Like a fish.
So no, movies that where they test your boundaries. I get that. Like I don't want to just watch like It's a Bug's Life.
Such a good movie.
Like you know,
Secret Life of Pets.
Sure. Yeah. I didn't see that one.
I haven't yet either.
It's so good.
I would watch it. I will have to, I'll put it on my list.
I just saw Arrival. That movie was fucking amazing.
I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
I loved it.
Which one is that one?
Aliens.
Yeah.
Coming down.
It's good?
Okay. I loved it.
All right. I'm going to go see it tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to do my Tuesday day date for myself. I go. I have lunch. I have a
you
nice
still been
lunch.
Going to Buffalo Wild Wings and
no,
watching
I,
the weirdos?
No, I haven't actually. Oh, I used to always run into weirdos at Buffalo Wild Wings. That's right. No, I go, I don't know, I'll go to lunch somewhere, and then I usually go to a movie, and I go to like an afternoon movie, and I buy some popcorn, I get some napkins, and I sit in the background, I masturbate, and I watch this movie, and then, you know.
You really masturbate.
Amy Adams does not wear makeup throughout most of it.
No,
so.
That's,
oh,
right,
is that the one?
She's a scientist.
Scientists don't wear
No, it's Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's in two movies.
Yeah, Nocturnal Animals, that's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. I heard that's good.
I'm glad it's good. I mean, yeah, it's, I'm gonna go
I liked it a lot.
All right, I heard good things. So, all right. Well, let's see. Why don't we get into? We're gonna get into the game here in a second. But again, catch Sam at the Drunk Show this Thursday, December 1st at 8 p.m. He'll be doing a set, getting drunk, and doing another set. And have you done that before?
I haven't. This is my first time.
I mean, you've been drunk and done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been too drunk and done comedy.
Yeah.
Normally, I'll have like one or two beers before, and that's not being drunk. That's just like taking the edge off.
Yeah. I feel like if I got too drunk, I would just forget things I want
to
say.
Oh, yeah. Totally. That's happened a lot. And, or like you're like excited to do a new bit, and then you end up slurring all the way through it. And just like, this
was that
waste of time.
Was that a good bit or not? Did that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
And then also the dating game at Spokane Comedy Club Thursday, December 15th. So go check that out too, guys, and see how that goes down. It'll be lots of great shows. And let's see. Okay. So
Are we playing the game first?
We're going to play a little game, then we're going to do the news. So this is a little, The Price is Right is in town. And I might go tomorrow. I'm still considering it. Now that I know my friend Chelsea is there tonight, I'm going to ask her about it. And if I like what she has to say, I might go. But in honor of them, let me play a little game. You guys can help me come up with a name if you like the game. I went on to Craigslist.
Perfect start.
And
that's where I go to play all my games.
You weren't looking for these games, but you found some other interesting stuff.
I went on a Craigslist to look for basically ridiculous items people sell on Craigslist.
Sure.
And I want to describe them to you, and I want you to tell me what you think these people are asking for these items.
Oh, the price?
The price.
And is it Price is Right rules? If you go over,
price,
you lose?
Yeah, Price is Right rules. You go over, you lose.
I'm on Craigslist right now selling some stuff. I did finish that sentence. I knew that was... I knew I needed to go quick.
Yeah, that still doesn't mean anything, Monica.
No, I literally am.
Selling some stuff. I got some stuff for sale.
I'm selling a refrigerator and a pellet stove.
Monica.
Find me.
Find that drop of Monica saying, I'm on Craigslist right now.
I was like, I have to finish the sentence. Didn't help.
It's fun, Sam, because what happens is Monica says amazing things.
And then you edit it, take her out of context.
No, he doesn't even have to take me out of context. He just throws me in where he likes.
this one's still one of my favorites. It's,
if you're ugly, you should stop hitting on people.
which is just,
I sound so sick, too. Like,
amazing.
When I lost my voice.
Oh, yeah.
What is transgender?
Transgender.
Oh, yeah, Monica was... There's some really great... I've got like 100 here. They're amazing. Jay's always good for a few, too. Jay Mitz.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
She's always... I've got a bunch of her. All right, so if you go over, you lose. I've got a couple, and I'll save one for a tiebreaker.
yeah, we're going to need a tiebreaker.
I've been on Craigslist a lot lately. I know how much this costs.
Yeah, you're just not making it better.
Whatever, man.
I've been on Craigslist a lot.
I have been on a lot lately. I've been perusing. Okay. I've been selling. I've been buying.
All right.
I got a space heater for $10 today.
Buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. The first item up for sale on Craigslist is a 1963 John F. Kennedy Memorial Edition of a Life magazine. So it was it's described as the 1963 Life magazine John F. Kennedy Memorial Edition, published by Time Incorporated. Pictures include powerful full-color photography of the fatal day of his death, some other photos, things like that.
Big deal. I've seen people's heads get chopped off. It does nothing for me.
Yeah, what I need is a black and white picture of some blurry shit from the grassy knoll from 63. What do you think this fine gentleman, who I assume is wearing a monocle and a top hat as he is writing this post, what is he selling these for?
$65.
Monica says $65.
See, this is really bugging me because I've been like looking for Christmas gifts for my parents, and I've been on Craigslist in the antique section, and I've seen this post.
Have you?
Oh. Yeah, but I'm trying to remember the price around it because I feel like it was a little overpriced. What'd you say?
I said 65. I'll
say 75.
75. You've both gone over.
Ah, fuck.
Okay.
His Cyber Monday sale.
Did it say that?
That's what it says. $5 or 2 for $7.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just in case you want two of them.
Oh.
What I love about these is
they're... People are trying to, like, sell it like it was some rubbish.
Yeah, like, I love the idea that he's selling these like they're a classic and they're, you know, you should definitely want one, but you can get 1 for $5 or 2 for $7 like they're fucking corn dogs at a 7-Eleven. Like, they're 2 for $7. What are you going to do with two of these fucking things? Apparently they're not worth shit.
Some people love this kind of stuff. Like, the I have one of the Marilyn Monroe ones that I bought. It's like $12.99 when you buy them now, or $11.99, the Time magazine, and it has pictures of all of them in there.
It has pictures of when JFK shot her in the face?
No, not that.
Yeah,
but
well,
But like, with if they sell for that much, if something, if it was Marilyn Monroe, like if somebody liked him as much as they liked Marilyn from that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they would buy it for more.
I feel like the price was higher when I saw it like a month ago, apparently. and then he never sold it, so it just probably kept going down, down,
adjusting
down.
It. All right, so you
he
guys
need to put that shit in the wood chipper.
No points, Rish. Either
we are gonna need this tiebreaker.
Yeah. I know. I'm usually off. I don't even know how much milk costs.
I don't either.
That's how you know when you have succeeded in life is that you don't know how much.
You don't care about the
little when you don't
things.
Know much like milk, gas.
Yeah, milk,
eggs.
Gas, and something else. I said there's a. I wrote a list of top 10 reasons you should know that you've made it in life. And one of them was, yeah, if you don't know the cost of gas or milk. I think the other one was if you don't know where your courthouse is in your city, that's a good way to know you've
I
made it.
I finally actually do know how much gas costs because of being broke right now, moving and remodeling my house.
Oh, yeah?
So I know where the cheapest gas is around town.
This all just, it sounds like that's like, all that applies to homeless people just as much as rich
people. Well, yeah, it's funny because the article has... the converse. I say like, okay, well, that is this way, but then the converse of it is like, if you're basically like, yeah, a lot of homeless stuff. Like, so one of them is like, if you don't know what the minimum wage is, then that's a sign to know you've made it. The converse of that is you've been unemployed so long and lost all will to work that you don't know what the minimum wage is. Yeah, so right, there's always that flip side of the coin there.
Yin and yang.
That's right. All right, so next up on the shitty items we found for sale on Craigslist today.
I feel like I'm going to go too low now.
I know, now
to
I'm like,
it's hard,
I don't know.
It's hard to guess.
Well, I think, ones. I mean, the point on Craigslist is to put it high so that you can get your
sure,
OBO.
Yeah. You want to get all $5 out of those, or 2 for $7.
Well, I thought he was selling this like the freaking Titanic cracker that was found that went for $1 million.
Right, that fucking white guy from the Titanic.
No, they literally found some the crackers and trying to sell them for $1.7 million. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that? I just eat it. You know, if I had the money,
I feel like you would get it and
then
it would just like
it, crumble it into my soup and just eat that soup. Like this is $1 million soup.
Put it in SpaghettiOs.
take one bite and go, ew. Yeah. Don't finish it.
These are stale.
Darling, I will not be having a bite of that.
All right. Next up, the 1994 book, The Real Secrets to Making Money. This is not a book. This is a VHS. 1994 VHS tape. This is a new video and unopened. The buyer or the seller would like to let you know this is a new video and unopened. This is the 1994 video, The Real Secrets to Making Money on VHS. How much?
See, now I'm like really trying to get into your head and think about stuff. Like that first one, it seemed like it might be a collector's edition, but it was dirt cheap, and now this just seems like garbage. But
well, this is going to tell you how to make money. Thing. This is the secret to making money.
I don't know.
Clearly, this guy knew what he was doing because the video's unopened and never used.
You open it and it just says, reseal and sell on Craigslist.
Yeah, but how many people have a VHS player?
Or no, I bet you open it VCR. And it's just a blank tape. It's like, gotcha, sucker.
Yeah.
That's just made $2 on you.
I just said VHS player. It goes VCR.
You got one of them old fangled VHS.
No, I have one for my Disney movies.
Dude, I'm just gonna say like $7.
I was gonna say $7. That's not fair.
Well,
okay, I'm gonna go with $8.
$8. You both overbid again.
God
the secret to making money on VHS. This is a new
cents.
Video and unopened. $2.
Are you serious? People need this?
Who's putting this on Craigslist? Like $2?
Can't that's, they sell it to
that
Goodwill?
That energy is not
to
worth...
Type costs
right.
$2.
The time alone to make this post. And then they have like creeps coming over that think it's secret code for getting a hand job.
Or you have to leave your house and go meet them.
Yeah,
this could be
$2.
A new episode. Yeah, we should start going and buying these things, meeting these people
hidden body,
and interviewing them.
Hidden body cameras?
No, I mean, I'm not going alone. You have to go with me. But we start interviewing him.
Sure.
All right.
Camera
fun.
Hidden in the cowboy
I'm
hat.
Doing,
on your
I'm
head.
Actually doing this.
This is going
to
be fun.
You don't have to go. I'll get security.
No, I like it. It's a good
I don't know.
Fun.
You're kind of small.
Nope.
small for what I need.
Because you got broad shoulders. all right. Next up, this could be the same guy. This is a book. by Michael J. Sandel. It's called What Money Can't Buy, The Mortal Limits of Markets book.
$1.
Sam says $1.
$1.25. Monica
says $1.25. Monica's closest with $10.
Jesus. $10. Oh, there was inflation on that.
This is a book.
You can read it for $10 or you can watch the video for $2.
Is it the same?
I'm a visual learner. Yeah.
Okay. We've got a couple left here.
Does it not say like the email address or anything? If it's the same.
I don't know.
That's like the thing with Craigslist. You always look at stuff and you're like, you're delusional. How you expect someone to pay that much for it?
They want that. Yeah. All right. Next up. This is a good item. You guys might need this. An auto repair manual for a 1986 through 1995 Ford Taurus / Mercury Sable. How much?
You can repair two different kinds of cars.
They're the same.
They're twins.
They're the same car.
But they're
badged.
Ford and Mercury.
Mercury, they're the same company. They're just badged differently.
Oh.
Yeah, they're the same car.
Because we had a green, we had the green on green Ford Taurus when I was young.
Yeah.
So that's the same as the Mercury
Sable. Yeah.
Is that kind of like...
It was also the same as a Lincoln Mark 8 or something like that.
It's like the Vinny. You know, when they're on the
My
stand?
My cousin Vinny,
when they know that the cars, but the tires are the same.
Sure, rear differential?
Yeah.
Power
like that?
Yeah, it's like that. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen My Cousin Vinny?
No.
Dude.
It's a classic. He's 24 and he knows.
Marissa Tomei.
She's hot.
She's hot.
She's so fucking hot.
She's the
new Aunt May in Spider-Man. I'm so into that.
That'll only be like the second time I've beaten off to Spider-Man when I see that movie. So.
Yeah, you're a Kirsten Dunst guy?
Yeah. No, I'm more into, what's his name, McGuire. Tobey Maguire does it for me.
Kirsten Dunst isn't
hot. I don't think so either. But Marissa Tomei is fucking super fox,
yeah.
Dude.
I love
She's
the voice.
In like my top five laminated.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, her boobs are in that.
Oh, also in The Wrestler.
I haven't seen The Wrestler.
Oh, awesome movie.
Yeah, it's really good. What's
movie.
His name?
Darren Aronofsky is the director.
The guy that played The Wrestler. Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
The comeback.
So, we have an auto repair manual for two cars that can be repaired the same. Ford Taurus and Mercury Sable, 1986 through 1995. What I like about this most is that for 10 years, they didn't change shit on their cars, apparently. Fucking Ford piece of shit.
Well, since she owned one, I'm going to let her guess first.
Okay. Right now, Monica's got one
got
and Sam has zero.
I'm going to go $2.
$2. Sam?
I'll go $3.
Sam's getting a point. This was $10.
These people are so delusional.
Wow.
$10. What I love most about this is if you're on the internet, you can just fucking go to Google and find any of this information for free. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a 1986 Mercury Taurus.
If you're able to access Craigslist, you're able to access.
If you have a 1986 Mercury Taurus, you don't have $10. You have no money. You would spend $10 toward junking your car.
Did
and
say
buying
at the top
a,
how long
you,
it's
you
been listed
You hit my car
before?
And then drove away.
No. Yeah, right? you can't. You don't have a car that can drive you to go pick this up. Can you drop that manual
Because
it'll
say, like, off? Listing date on there, like how long.
This one was posted just earlier today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of material on there for you.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a new segment.
I'm
going.
Next, we've got three more.
Sam got
one of them. This is a vintage brass adjustable floor lamp, bridge type lamp.
Brass.
The description says it takes a three-way bulb, no shade, nice lamp. Any guesses?
This sounds like something that's actually worth some small amount of money.
I'm going to show you guys the picture here.
Oh, never mind.
But it's vintage.
I
like how they show one picture with it on. Like here's the light on. Here's the light off. Here's a close-up.
That just looks sad. Like it's in... that should be like in a 70s cop movie to interrogate someone with.
Right.
Like we pull it down and shine it in their face.
Yeah, where were you on the 4th?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Vintage brass adjustable floor bridge type lamp. It takes a three-way bulb, no shade.
I'll nice, say nice $15.
$15, Sam says, Monica.
14.
14. Sam's getting another point. They price as high, $45.
Holy shit.
$45 for this fucking lamp. Do you know how I noticed a piece of shit? It takes a three-way bulb. Nothing vintage took a fucking three-way bulb. They weren't invented until like 1997. So
see, I would have guessed $45 for the lamp in my head, and then you showed me that picture.
It's like that's something you bought at Walmart 8 years ago. Fucking vintage.
I just keep looking at this $7 one
right,
in the corner, and it looks like a wood. I literally have
that exact same. No, I don't, because mine has a little arm coming out with a second one. Oh, so I have the
so
upgraded,
that one's
upgraded
more,
version.
Because I have like.
So did Monica get a point on that?
I
know he did.
Sam did. All right, we've got two more. All right. So we've got three belt buckles in good condition. One Pink Floyd symbol, one Superman, one Cadillac symbol.
What's Pink Floyd symbol?
It's the
the V with the stripes. Yeah. Like from the cover of the
from
wall.
The, yeah, so it's like it's a V and then the like
I'll show you here.
Art running off of it.
I'm just thinking of the prism from...
Yeah,
yeah
dark,
that's
dark,
what
that's
it is.
The,
dark
it's
side?
The prism, yeah. So, yeah, from dark... The, there's a Bob Marley belt buckle in the picture, but it's noting that the Bob Marley buckle that's pictured is sold.
So, are we guessing for the
can
whole lot?
What, yeah.
Are we guessing for the whole
like?
Lot? Or
yes, it's
separate,
for all three.
All
selling
three
all together.
All together.
What
can
do
we
you,
see what they look like?
Yeah. Well, you can't really see. Well, you just chose a Superman one. The belt. It's like a Superman symbol belt. But, I mean, that's the only one you can see clearly.
All three men's belt buckles. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, Superman, and a Cadillac symbol. So clearly this guy's a douchebag. This may shock you. He lives in the Spokane Valley.
That's my
belt buckles. Monica?
$30.
Say,
oh, jeez.
And I have a joke.
I'm going to say $1.
Monica, what's your joke?
What is Bob Marley's favorite donut?
I don't know.
The ones with jam in it.
Okay.
I love that joke.
I don't think I've ever had a jam donut.
You're the only one.
The ones with jam in it.
That's like,
that's
Dracula. That's Dracula.
What's that accent you're doing?
I'm sorry, I can't do a Rastafarian accent.
Yeah.
But you guys get it.
The one with jazz. The one with jazz.
You nailed it. Oh, no, you
the
nailed it.
You, the
should, you should keep doing the accent. I think that's perfect.
Whatever.
That couldn't be better. Sam, you said $1?
Yeah.
Sam's getting a point with those come in at $10. $10 for those bad boys. Oh.
This is hard. This makes me feel dumb.
For all, because, for individually all right, or all three?
All three. So I, Sam's going to win it here, but I'm going to give you one last one anyway because this is a really, really fun one. And this will just be for shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. A 1970 Central Valley High School yearbook.
What the fuck?
So for all you listeners outside of Spokane, Central Valley High School is a high school in the Spokane Valley. So this is the yearbook from 1970, very laser specific to people who just went to high school that fucking year. So this yearbook, quote, the bear, unquote, is in excellent condition, has no writing in it. So apparently this guy had no friends, just like now in life. It is full of pictures of sporting events. Wow. Apparently, just if no one knows what a fucking yearbook is, there's pictures of sporting events, the band, drama clubs, and many. That's a fucking yearbook. You're just describing a yearbook.
That's what he's selling. He's selling a yearbook.
Yeah, like I love the idea that nobody, like, what's a yearbook? What do you mean? Does it just have just lists a year in there? What else could be in there? There's a lot of interesting local advertising in the back from 46 years ago.
Oh
Yeah. You know, hey, if you want to buy a separate water fountain and the malt shop, here you go.
It's a piece of history. It belongs in a museum.
Yeah. Oh, he does note that also available are the 62, 63, and 1968 yearbooks. Apparently this guy went to high school for like 9 years straight.
That's why he's selling this shit.
Oh my God. Okay. How much for this yearbook for a school you probably never even heard of before?
$2.
Monica. $30, people. He's selling
for
this
one yearbook?
For $30. One yearbook.
There better be somebody in there, like.
There's lots of people apparently in bands and sporting
like
events.
Somebody born in high school around them.
Not,
that's awesome.
Not that I know.
Of.
From,
it's Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
I
think, yeah.
I don't
know. He's a little older.
There's
than
a
that.
Picture of his kid that. With a black eye in it.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. Sam, you are the winner. Congratulations.
I don't feel good about it.
At least you go home a winner.
That's right. Mm. So, yeah, maybe we'll bring that one back again.
No, once I go visit these people at home, we'll talk about it.
Okay. Oh, so let's... all right, we're clicking on timer. Let's get into the... Monica, you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right, let's get into the news.
Stuff according to Stuffs.
It's my job to speak up for the people that Deese puts down.
Do you guys have a news intro?
Yeah, you just heard
Stuff
it.
Stuff according to Stuffs.
You would have just heard it.
That's my last name.
I edited it in later. I mean, you just heard it. Fuck. Yeah.
Well.
Hold on. I'll give it to you in real time.
Very exciting.
It is exciting. It's Monica's Stuff according to Okay, let's do this again. So, we are going to do the news.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, he usually has something to say. I usually pick my news pieces based upon what I think he'll have a reaction to. Let's see. Well, first off, a couple poignant people have passed away this
Ooh,
last week.
Yeah.
Fidel Castro.
He did.
And Ooh. Florence Henderson.
Yeah, Florence Henderson. Never heard
so,
about that.
So we have the our mom of the 60s and 70s and our Cuban socialist dictator.
Who's... who's going to be the third one in that trifecta? They said it comes in
well,
threes,
right?
There was a gentleman, and I didn't recognize him, so I didn't think a lot of people would recognize him. But if I read a little more into it, but he,
yeah.
I mean, so there was like it said like at the top of all the entertainment.
Though?
I'll tell you what his name is.
The
if
soup
you
Nazi from Seinfeld.
Could I guess?
The soup Nazi.
That reminds me of another game I wanted to play on the podcast, which is called
Guess Who's Dead.
Dead or Alive. Well, just Dead or Alive. Like you name
sure.
a celebrity, and it like
guess.
Like the other day someone said something about Tina Turner. I'm like, is she alive?
Yes,
I don't know.
Darling.
Yeah, she is. It She's turns out, but
shaken.
I couldn't have known. I would never have known if she was dead or alive. You know?
You wouldn't have?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
Sam, would you have known if I said, Tina Turner, bet your life on it, dead or alive?
Bet my life?
Yeah.
I would probably guess dead.
Like, if you had to, but would you even bet? Like, could you
no,
bet? You,
no,
could, you
I
had
wouldn't.
No idea,
yeah,
right?
I wouldn't have any idea.
Like, you have no fucking clue if she's dead or alive.
Okay, when I can pull this up, I think you guys would probably know better.
Like, now I'm trying to think of, is Bobby Brown alive?
Yes.
I hope not.
He is. His wife and daughter have passed.
Yeah, they're dead.
Okay.
We've spoken about that.
We have spoken about that.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, it's a sore subject. R.I.P. Whitney.
R.I.P.
See you in heaven.
If you just go to...
Oh, I think I just confused Tina Turner and Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah. Is Whitney Houston alive?
Yeah. Nope.
Just naming black women now. Harriet Tubman? She's still alive?
Okay.
What's she up to these days?
Barney Miller. He, actor
oh, yeah.
Ron Glass, was the, yeah. the third person who this okay. week had, was somebody.
I know the name.
Had passed away. And in link with that, Colin Kaepernick had made some comments in, or well, it stemmed from him wearing a Malcolm X shirt where Malcolm X had met Fidel Castro.
Okay.
And some statements saying that, you know, it was a poignant place in time. Somebody, he basically pissed off everybody in Florida and they played the Dolphins on Sunday. So, a day and a half later when, they were playing the Miami Dolphins, everything had come up that he basically had even commented on in the last week in regards to Fidel Castro, which ensued booing, which he's gotten used to in the last, this last season.
Why do we give such a shit about a football player's opinion? Like these people are just like getting so upset by it. And it's like, he should be allowed to have an opinion, but I also don't care about it.
Sure. Yeah. He's not relevant at all. He's not relevant in football at all.
Well, he's made such a statement. He made a name for himself by being a great player. When he was drafted by the 49ers, he made a name for himself by being a great player. At this point,
he's on his way out, right?
His last game, he actually broke records for his game.
Oh, okay.
But
he played the most minutes he's played all season.
Broke records.
In comparison, I could find the statistics.
He brought
about
up Castro the most during an NFL game. I don't follow football.
Since Mike Ditka, 1976.
No, I mean, he's definitely struggled inside of the team. They've changed coaches twice in the last 3 years.
That's going to be hard.
From being left, whatever, dude. I get enough shit. I know
it's harder when someone else tells me to throw the ball.
Look,
I just got used to that guy telling me how to throw the ball.
The point is, he's using the fact that he was able to gain a name for himself to make these stances of issues that are predominant issues. He's just going about it in a way. At least he's garnering the people's listenership. He's being acknowledged by doing so.
What is he doing other than just talking about it? Does he do anything?
Has he donated
money? Has he raised money?
Yeah,
doing anything to help the cause of the black man?
Yeah. Of the black man. What did he do in this last? He talked about Fidel Castro.
At some point, he had worn a shirt with Malcolm X and Fidel Castro on it. And so he was asked about it. Yeah. So he was asked about it this week. They were saying that he was giving praise to him because he had focused on education instead of focusing on prisons.
Castro did?
At least what he was focusing on was that he was focusing on education instead of just imprisoning people. And so because most people that were being imprisoned didn't have a high school education or any sort of education. And so he wanted to focus on that this was something that was happening with African Americans, as well as what Fidel Castro was focusing on was immigrants and people that didn't have opportunities to be educated. And so he was...
Is your thing playing music? Oh, is that you, Sam?
I don't think so. Oh, it totally is.
Oh, do you? That's by weird. The way, do you have to go? You what time do you have to be out of here?
I work at 11. Oh, okay. So, 10:30.
Okay. No, we're wrapping.
No, we're almost.
I didn't know.
No, it's fine.
Know what time you were.
So basically, I mean, because Kaepernick, that's what he's been trying to do is to focus on areas that, you know, like we're overlooking. It's not just a Black Lives Matter thing. It's like educating and just not imprisoning people. And he has been doing a lot of work in focusing on this. It just garnered a lot of attention because of him wearing the shirt and them asking him, oh, so you support Fidel Castro? And he said, I support the fact that he focused on education. And then it just so happens that he passes away Friday evening, and then they play the Miami Dolphins on Sunday.
So it's just
funny timing.
He killed Fidel Castro?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, after 600, over 600, Fidel Castro had over 600 attempts, assassination attempts on his life.
Is he like, is Colin Kaepernick like the Tila Tequila of the NFL? Like, we only know him because he's just like outlandish and does things to try to stay in the media. Is that the only reason they still know his name?
No.
I don't know that he's doing it just for media attention. I've heard that, but like
he's not. He was adopted. He was an African American that was adopted by white parents and grew up where he felt that he had he saw, witnessed, and had dealt with and wanted to be a part of making a change in the African American community. And once he was able to gain any notoriety in his sport and in his name, he's taken the opportunity to make a stand for it. He's received a lot of hate. Like, I mean, as much as we can talk shit about him, and or people can either love him or hate him, if you are able to, nobody usually, he could just be going and buying like a freaking half a yacht and fucking girls.
Yeah.
But he's actually he is actually trying to do something with his notoriety, and they're freaking 1 in 10. Okay, this isn't doing anything for his fucking sport.
Well, no, it's not doing anything for his sport. No, if he's gonna,
and he's trying to make a change, okay. And he's being hated if he feels like he's making a change.
If he wants to actually do something, then I'm all for that. I like the idea of actually following through. If you want to have an opinion, fine. As long as you follow up and do something about it in the long run, then fucking I'm cool with that. So do something, make a change. Go into, don't talk about education in Cuba, though. How about Colin Kaepernick? Fucking go talk to the inner city about educating and getting those people some fucking education.
I think that was just a comment that a socialist dictator focused on education
That's a good thing. Prisons. We should focus on education here. We don't do that.
Okay. Let's see. In L.A., there's a homeless man who has he has struck all kinds of social media. He has a paradise home under the LA freeway. If you can put the sound on, or if you want to find this on, it's on the Huffington Post.
HuffPo.
You could just put homeless man rents out beds in paradise home under LA freeway. So this gentleman, he's basically constructed, the Waldorf Astoria of homeless chateaus under the freeway, complete with zebra print. They have spa bathtubs that he's made out of refrigerators, and a smoking area that he makes out of a tent. And he is renting these out for $10 a night to the rest of his homeless compadres.
You know what I love?
$25 a week.
You know what I love about this and being from LA and growing up
is
in
that
this area?
It's freaking awesome.
Is it, even as a homeless man, the black guy's still rocking a fedora.
No, and he's got
The zebra print. Has the I like the little fruit basket here.
Yes, he's created this. And these are all donated items that he's gotten from people. He's even wearing a robe from the Beverly Hills Hotel or something like that. All these things have been donated to him, and so he's basically
surfboard good.
Yeah, so he's making this area out of donated items.
Surf somewhere they're not home.
That he's creating, and people just drive by it. Nobody's shutting him down.
It's fun.
Just do the interview.
This thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Do the interview because he explains everything.
Here's my toilet.
Right next to the jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi is a refrigerator. And then they just put plastic bags in the toilet and are able to throw them away because he's right next to the sewer.
We have a lot of women, as you know, you guys stop. They like shoes, like we have ties on our car.
So the ladies can stop by and grab a pair of shoes.
Gotta have that. And this is my brother Dave.
We got Dave.
Yeah, Dave on the seat.
Dave's
also here for the ladies.
Yeah.
Also homeless. This is why Colin Kaepernick, you should get these people to focus on education.
He's living the dream, man.
Is he?
This is the dream.
This is his dream.
Yeah.
He obviously seems happy.
Well, that's because he doesn't know any better.
All right. Yeah, the one thing about this is that...
Now, I had to give them a toilet, too, and a jacuzzi, because they would have, and I rent it out for $25 a week. $10 a night.
This guy's probably like an eccentric rich guy. He's like the... He's like, oh, fuck, what's his name?
They like to eat. Snacks there. This is my smokehouse. I call it my smokehouse.
Because the weed's legal, but you have to have a place to smoke it inside. So he got tents to be able to smoke, so people could smoke their marijuana indoors.
And that ends my tour. However, I'm still building. So this is...
He wants to extend to the end of the underpass.
The thing about this is, again, being from this area, and I've been down in that part of L.A., it's fucking like... Mad Max in that area. Like it's fucking garbage for blocks and blocks. Just people in tents stabbing each other for fucking crack and liquor butt, like girls getting raped. You can't go through that area. Just this tent city that is just expanding, and it's like a fucking FEMA camp, it looks like. It's a shithole.
So that was one of my first thoughts looking at this, like, how long until a group of more homeless people come and take that shit away from him?
Oh, it's insane. It's crazy down there. And it's, these people need somewhere to live, but oh my God, you can't, like, it's taking over LA, like these homeless encampments where it just keeps spreading and spreading. You can't even go to these areas anymore because it's literally like blocks and blocks of just homeless people. I can't just let people, our friend Traz, producer on the show, is usually here tonight, not here this evening. He had his friend staying at his house, living in an RV outside his house. The city cited him and he got in trouble and like giving all sorts of shit about it. For someone who owns a home in the city limits, pays fucking property tax, and someone is in an RV staying outside their house, and they get in trouble for that. But you can just fucking bivouac all over the city and set up a fucking jacuzzi and shoe store under an overpass.
Yeah, but there's nobody looking at that. Like,
It's because they know they can't get any money out of them.
Right.
They can get money out of your friend because he's within the system.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
Well, I wonder, because right across from the house that I just bought, there's a piece of land, and the house is all the way to the back of the land.
Yeah.
And then right on the street is a, what are they called, trailer or whatever? Mm-hmm. And it's right there off of the sidewalk, and it looks like the freaking Breaking Bad one. I just don't understand, like, why not move it to the back? Why does it have to be right there? Why does it have to be window?
Probably has to be closer to hook up to power water lines or something.
Do I say something? Would I be the first one to say something? Because there's only two houses to the right of me.
What if it's just, like, someone that's down on their luck?
Well, that's why I don't want to, but I also don't want to look at it. Like, that's why I'm struggling. Like, it does bother me. Like, when people roll up to park at my house, there's a strip to park on.
What if you lived in L.A. and you drove through this overpass and you had to stop at that red light every day and there's these homeless people all over?
I would keep giving him shoes just to give to these ladies.
So,
yeah.
So why is that better than people?
Because there's nobody living right there.
It's fun.
No. There's nobody living right there. There's nobody looking at that. It's an underpass.
People drive by it every day, though.
Who cares? It's an underpass. Like, it's just a piece of sidewalk that people are walking down.
But pedestrians have to walk through there. It's not safe.
Yeah, that's entertainment on the way.
It's not safe. Those people are fucking nuts down there.
Well, people are donating fruit. Somebody could donate some security time.
Just security time. How about donate a job?
Everybody could donate a little time. He's okay. Obviously trying to help other people out too.
I understand that, but that's like that's not safe for the populace of LA in general.
I don't know. I don't think he's hurting anybody.
He probably isn't. It's the people he's attracting that are hurting people, like literally physically hurting people. I don't think people understand how much violence and the things that happen near those areas because of someone just fucking high as shit on PCP or crack and wanting to get a little more money. Girls get attacked and raped constantly in those areas. Like, they just foster it and it grows and then more and more violence happens. There's the
I don't think he's adding to that.
Well, him, maybe not him personally, but what he's doing is creating an environment where those people can go and feel safe, and more of them come and more of them hang out, and that environment grows. That's the problem. And LA hasn't done anything to quell that. They've only fostered it, and it just gets worse. And I wonder why LA is a piece of shit and just getting worse all the time. Don't go to LA.
Because he's close to like an area where people are constantly driving on it is why it's not one of those places, and so that's why it has like that positive thing around it, you know, because like, oh, cause like those places are a little more inset. There's tents and it's like, it's yeah. in, it's like fielded areas and stuff.
Yeah, there's no fields in LA.
No, like not fielded, air, but like air, it's like, you know, it's not on the freaking side of the street.
Yeah, this I bet if we looked in a couple blocks around this, it'd be pretty fucking run down. Like makes Tijuana look nice. All right, well let's you got one more. Let's do one more.
Lastly, we just have to give you a Kanye West update.
Oh, good. What's Kanye Yay. Doing this week?
After he canceled his tour, he was hospitalized. He has been profoundly depressed and paranoid. He's been dealing with these issues for a long time. It said that when he was hospitalized, he wouldn't even allow the doctors to touch him. He was hospitalized at UCLA Medical Center on Monday. He is yet to be released. Kim is at his side. They said that she's had to handle most of his care because he won't trust any of the doctors to go near him. He's always gone on these crazy rants and stuff like that. I don't know when it escalated to this point because he was the one who jumped up on stage for Beyonce.
Yeah.
And he was the one that said that she wouldn't come to the AMAs last week unless she was going to be the winner of Best Music Video. So for him to kind of flip the switch on everybody, he went off on a tirade about her, Clinton, and... one other person that, you know, he had never, there wasn't issues before. He also stated that he hadn't voted, which had That's upset everybody.
Weird.
Well, he just said it would be escalating something. I don't know. Him and Kaepernick both pronounced that they hadn't voted and had gotten a lot of haters in regards to that. But basically, Kanye is officially crazy from what we all thought he was before. And so he's still in the hospital, so everybody can fall asleep easily at night knowing that
he's not making beats.
Kanye ain't making no music, and he ain't touring anytime soon. So, and he has Kim Kardashian to watch him, so everything should be okay.
I guess
she's like a doctor.
Yeah, she's like a doctor.
Yeah, she's got it.
She can nurse him with her big old titties back to health. That booty dough.
How do you think they look in real life? It's going to be Photoshop, because Photoshop does wonders, right? You can't... How's that looking in real life?
Well, at that point, they're so rich, they just have, you know...
Just fake.
Lotions and potions and...
Yeah, yeah. On the show, they go and get the stuff where it's like this, like, laser thing, and it goes over their butts, and it's just supposed to make it all smooth. They all do it on the show. I've shown it. All
butt
of them,
laser?
Except for the young girls, yeah.
Yeah, butt laser.
They have them all get... Well, I mean, at least... Chloe and Kim, they've shown both of them get all themselves like lasered.
Butt laser.
Yeah.
Sounds like...
It just basically takes... It makes the fat...
The cellulite.
Yeah. The cellulite. They freeze it, and then they suck it. That's what it does. They
suck it.
They, like, it makes it really cold, and then they, like...
Just pull it out.
Suck it out.
All right.
Poor Kanye.
I know, right? Yeah. What are you?
I know, you're not a fan of Kanye.
No, I'm not a fan of Kanye West at all. Yeah. Man, he's...
I don't like him as a person, but I think he makes really interesting, great music.
Yeah.
And
I don't even think he doesn't do music. He does performance art.
No, he makes music.
I mean, it was bad for about six or seven years, and then this last CD was actually pretty good and pretty intelligent.
I wasn't into it.
I mean, well, I think some of the rhymes that he did were pretty.
You mean some of the rhymes that other people wrote for him?
No.
He writes a lot of.
He wrote. He yeah. No, that's his wild imagination.
Rhyme Fest has written the majority
of his albums. He's had a documentary following him for the last, like, 3 years.
God, I would fucking kill myself if I was that guy.
And it's an old school, like one of the old ones, like the power, like it's like VHS tape style.
I want to find that documentary and pay him money, like whatever it takes. Like, I will blow you every day for the rest of my life just for you to fucking kill that man. It never have him make music again.
I want to say something that I feel like will make you mad. Kanye West is the Michael Jackson of this age.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's totally not.
No, Michael Jackson had talent. Kanye West, the only thing Kanye West, he can't sing, he doesn't actually make most of his own beats, and he doesn't write most of his own rhymes.
How much did Michael do?
Okay, he could sing and dance.
And Kanye can rap.
I feel like Chris Brown is the Michael Jackson.
He can't rap that much. Most of the stuff he says doesn't even flow. It's not even good raps. He just talks.
Here's why I think Kanye is the Michael Jackson, though. It's because he's like this giant pop star. It's more than just the sound of his music.
He is
like
a giant pop star.
The way Michael Jackson was like the next Elvis, even though the music wasn't one-to-one.
The only way that translates
is nobody could understand
because the
him.
Generations are much dumber, so the bar is much lower.
And then they would always create a relationship with somebody that made them... There was just always confusion about who they were as an artist, and they
merged the celebrity with the art.
Yeah,
that piano or that cat that played the piano on those early YouTube videos is more of a talented artist than Kanye West is. Okay, so I would go see his concert. I would go see that concert.
You are a grumpy old man.
I know he's not. It's not.
I know my friend Michelle went and she said it's literally. Like, it's crazy. I mean, she saw it at the Key Arena. That was one of the last shows that he performed. And she said it was literally, like, one of the craziest things she's ever seen.
Sing, dance, play an instrument for me, do something. Something that requires
his production.
He does production.
He doesn't produce most of his beats. Literally, he samples a large majority of his beats. He's cop to just taking... He's literally taking... He's literally cop to speeding up or slowing down so many other beats... to create his own. He has a team of, he's like Dr. Dre. He has a team of producers. He just puts his name on it. Dr. Dre doesn't produce beats either.
He's very much like hands-on involved in every single step.
No, he says what he likes or doesn't like. He doesn't actually do it though. In Rhymefest, and who's the other guy? There's another guy, some other rapper, who have written the majority of, Kanye West's music over the years. He hasn't written most of it. So he doesn't really write his own rhymes. He doesn't really do his own beats. He doesn't sing. He doesn't dance. He doesn't play instruments.
Video. Even if that's true, that's 90% of pop stars.
Okay, they're not fucking talented. Like I'm not arguing about them being talented either, because they're not. Like most of the people that do music these days are just garbage. They can't do any. They don't have no fucking talent. It's just polished, and they take someone who's marketable and polish them into a position to present to the public.
I'm not going to argue about like popular music, like MTV and radio music, because most of that is very bad. But I think that right now there's more good music than there ever has been. It's just in a different. You have to find it in different ways.
He refuses to even listen to the radio.
I don't listen to the radio.
What name one song everyone should be listening to right now?
One song.
Bruno Mars.
No, I already lost me. I want
Bruno Mars 24 Karat Magic.
I want Sam to name something from me that I've
I'm mostly a rock and roll guy, so I don't
care. That's fine. Just something I wouldn't have heard. Something obscure, something I should be listening.
Public Access TV is the name of the band. And I Don't Want to Live in California.
Okay.
This album came out this year. This is my favorite album this year, probably.
Okay. All right, hold on. It's going to take a second so I can get through this. But,
it's funny. The thing is,
hold on. This song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard Weezer before.
I know, I was just gonna say this reminds me of Weezer.
That's like the Strokes meets the Cars.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, I can see a little Cars in there.
Yeah.
So okay, hold on.
Yeah,
yeah, I definitely got Weezer, too. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. I don't hate this song.
Sure.
I don't think I would ever... Like, it doesn't do anything for me. I don't think I'd ever search it out. But, like, I feel like I've heard this song 100 times. Like in the history of music, I've heard this song like 100 times is my thing. Like it doesn't. I'm not getting anything new out of it.
Well, the thing is, it's not totally original, but like they're taking these elements and mixing them together that haven't been in a long time, and they are putting their own spin on it.
I'll say it's all high end. It's all high end. There's no like
grit.
Like I can feel like I'm waiting for it to kick in. You know, like, sure. It just kind of keeps hanging. Like, you're like, oh, you kind of want to, like, kick in a little, and it doesn't.
It does it eventually for a little bit, but that's my biggest problem with this album overall is it doesn't give you that big payoff a lot of times. They play it a little too safe.
Okay.
But I think this is, like, in the idea of, like, guitar-driven music, like, this is kind of the freshest thing that's happened in a while.
It's not bad. It's certainly better than anything I've heard on the radio in fucking 20 years.
This kid's 24. He's my age, too.
Okay, give me one more song. Someone else.
Okay, let me see.
You don't want to listen to mine.
No, I don't. I know what you're going to tell me. I've heard most of them. Sure.
I love that. I think that it's like one of the best songs of the year. It's The Weeknd's.
I've never actually listened to The Weeknd.
Yeah. He just came out with a new album that's pretty legit, too.
I don't know. Do you want this year or just in general?
Oh, it's recent. Semi-recent. This year? Last year?
Here's when it finally kicks in.
This is kind of a weak, like, kick-in, though. It's kind of like, it's not really, like, it's not, it's just kind of like, okay, we're kind of
okay,
doing this.
Okay, do like, Jamie T.
Jamie T? Like,
yeah.
With the T-E-E or just
the letter T. I'm trying to think of a song. His most
Zombie Sheila Stick.
Zombie's really good.
Okay, we're gonna go Zombie. Jamie T. Zombie.
Is a British kid.
Okay, hold on. Gotta get there.
Long she sees apart from me, possessed behind the eyes.
Are you a big lyrics guy? Because, like, I can get way more into a song because of the lyrics then. And I know what she thinks. She looks at me when she looks with such despair. And you're not the only one around here that needs a bit of fresh air. Cause I'm a sad sack, post teen. Could have been a love machine. No dream, concrete, walking like a zombie. Like a zombie. And I'm a cold train, fast lane. Could have been a dirty rain. No pain, no.
Okay, I have one question for you. I don't not like this song either. I want to preface this. Like, if I heard this song, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. Have you ever heard of a band called Green Day? Like,
dude, seriously? Like, I feel like you're focusing on really, like, really small connections, because, like,
no,
I listen to a lot of Green Day.
No, that's just something I hear, like, lyrics aside, because I'm sure if
vocal
like, early Green Day, there's an album before, not Dookie, but
Kerplunk.
The album... Kerplunk, that's one before Dookie.
Yeah.
Like, I hear a lot of... Yeah.
I hear more, like, 60s R&B. But it does kind of have that, like, poppy punk thing to it.
Sure. I mean, again, I'm not hating on these songs. They're just, like, I'm hearing things that, like, I would never... they just sound like songs I've heard before. You know?
Sure.
So maybe it's just this generation's version of all songs we've heard before, you know? That's why I like that, speaking of, what's his name, Bruno Mars, that Uptown Funk song. Like, it's not a terrible song when you listen to it, but it just sounds like 12 songs I've heard before jammed together, you know?
Right.
I think it's what people are like, it's like the same with remakes with movies. Like, we don't see them as... When they're remaking a movie, we're seeing like it's taking things that we liked from the original movie and then maybe extending them. But I think a lot of people in this day and age are seeing those things, and it is a remake to them. we just were there for the beginning of it, and so we have some connection to it from what it was before. But, like, music is going to transcend that way. It's like Michael Bublé doing Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's going to sound like that, but it's going to be in their version of it. And that's how he's hearing it. Like, somebody who has never listened to Sinatra and who hears Mike Bublé is going to think this is something that is, like, completely new to their generation. New to sound.
Sure. I mean, I've listened to a lot of older music because my dad, you know, grew up in the 60s and 70s, and that's basically all I listened to until I was about 15. And I would say the same thing. A lot of popular music back then all sounded the same in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like, it was all very guitar riff driven, and, you know, it's Spinal Tap. Like, the reason Spinal Tap is funny is because it shows how derivative that stuff became of itself.
Sure.
And it just kind of sounds like you're burnt out on it.
Yeah, I think you just need to let go of the Beach Boys and the Beatles.
Hold on,
and
that's some great music.
No, I'm not saying that you need it. Yeah, but you need to let go that somebody is going to just blow your mind the way that they did the first time that you heard them.
Well,
and start appreciating the music for
the
what it is.
That's the other thing. Like, they say your taste is informed by what you listen to, you know, in your formative years, like,
yeah.
15 to 18.
Yeah.
And...
That's still what you listen to. He refuses to listen to anything else.
Well, that's fine, but it's like nothing's ever going to hit that hard just because
right. You're
never going to be that emotionally charged as you were then.
Yeah, that's like nobody's going to do it for us like Tupac did it for us. Like nobody's going to get the grit. Nobody's going to come out like nobody's going to be the next Eminem the way Eminem was Eminem to us. You know what I'm saying? But what you have to do is appreciate the musicians for what they do. They do bring to the table, and that the way they're hitting people's ears the first time that they hear them too. He's just an angry old man.
Clearly.
I didn't like the new Green Day album.
The only song that he's liked lately is about liking himself by a woman. What's your favorite song right now by that girl?
What song?
The song. With the blonde girl that dances around and sings about loving yourself. If I was you.
I don't know that song.
If I was you, I would. How was it
going? There's a song. I'm trying to think of this song right now that I really want to. Hold on. I'm going to find it for you. God damn it. This is going to piss me off on why I can't think of this song. Yeah, this is going to drive me nuts that I can't think of this song that I want to... Oh, here we go. This is like... Here's a great song. You ever heard this song?
I don't know. Give it a second.
By the Jayhawks?
Oh, I've never really gotten into Jayhawks, but yeah, I do know them.
A song called Blue.
Where have all my friends gone? They've all disappeared.
This is
you don't think this sounds like somebody else?
This sounds like, yeah, this sounds like 70s, 60s, 70s.
You're all that was
there. But you want to talk about lyrics, though.
Yeah,
this
I mean, this
a,
is
this
like
has a
this,
classic sound.
Yeah, it's like
though.
Jackson Brown or like the Eagles.
It's better than the Eagles. Eagles blow.
The Eagles do blow. No, I like this. Like, I like alt country stuff. You know.
This reminds me of the song.
I'm wearing
movie.
A Wilco shirt right
there
now.
There you go.
The movie with the band with Liv Tyler.
Almost Famous.
No, the one where they're in the band. Liv Tyler is the girlfriend. Almost Famous was Kate Hudson.
Oh, you're right. The Tom Hanks one.
Yeah.
Do that thing.
Yeah.
You do.
Doing that thing you do.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Well, we are.
That's super derivative.
We've done a lot of time here. I gotta edit this show. All right.
Yeah, you can cut out your part.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna get out of here for the evening. Again, go see Sam Thursday, December 1st, for the Drunk Show, and also Thursday, December 15th, for the Dating Game Show, both at the Spokane Comedy Club at 315 West Sprague Avenue. And also be there this Sunday at the Spokane Comedy Club for the Drink and Debate, which I will be hosting with Nick Cavassier. Again, this is a Toys for Tots charity event, so bring a toy. Gets you in for free, or even if you want to pay for a ticket, bring a toy, donate. It's a great cause, so be there. Check it out. It's going to be an awesome show. We hope to see everyone there. So, Sam, you got anything else? Follow you on Twitter, Facebook, anything?
Sure, at Sam Vidovich. You can guess how to spell my last name.
All right, it'll be on the website, so check it out. All right, guys, well, we are getting out of here for this week. Join us next week. Musician Aaron Parks will be in studio. But for now, for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Monica
here.
And Sam.
Thanks.
All right, and now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Nude Phoebe Cates. Anyone who didn't get their yearbook signed, people who live in Spokane Valley, Tina Turner, what's left of Colin Kaepernick's football career, Ford Motor Company, Monica, and Kanye West. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
There's an old saying, you can't stick your fist in a woman's personality.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!